right, welcome back to the Into Greatness podcast with Jason and Jolene. Guess who I am?
Jason.
Hi, Jolene. You're Jolene. We are back.
Hey, did you hear that?
What?
There's somebody else here.
Who broke into the studio?
Oh, as we say that, the mail lady goes by.
That's
too.
Right. Wow, we had two guests hanging out here. We actually got our first guest of the season of the show ever today, or whenever you're listening to it. Who do we have with us, Jolene?
We have Brittany Katernick here. And Britt, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Hey. Hi. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to first thank you both. I feel so honored and privileged to be your first guest and to be talking about something so cool and something I'm so passionate about. So I'm a professional astrologer, and you can probably even hear it in my voice how excited I get about astrology. The reason I love astrology so much and why I'm so happy to sort of have this opportunity to chat with you guys is astrology is like an ancient technology. It is not a belief system. It is none of those things. You don't have to believe in astrology. I don't care if you believe in astrology, but I will show you that it works. Because it's
cool.
Technology. Yeah.
This is what excited me so much, Brittany, because I am a believer of it. And I also am such an academic. So I'm a Pisces Aquarius sun sign cusp. And that is literally mind, emotion, balance all the time. And I love the science behind this. And that's why, Jason, initially you were like, oh yeah, this will be interesting. I'm like, I actually think you're going to love it, because it's like the science of the stars. It's the blueprint of your life at a larger level. That when I see this play out in therapy in terms of continual patterns that are happening, and I go do you know what your chart says? Have you dug into where things are in your chart? And some people have awareness, and some people I send to you for that exact reason, is because sometimes this is the blueprint of our existence here.
100%. And I'm of the mind of what I always say that I am, or what I like to fancy myself is I will take shame and judgment away after 60 minutes. I can 100% guarantee that. And it's always around, we all have this thing where we say, I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I was more like that. Or why am I always like this? And when you come see me, I hand you a permission slip that says, because it's that way in the stars. It just is. It's a thing, an area of your life you were asked to work on for your life. So of course it's going to be
psychology. Sorry, but how in
yes,
psychology
no,
you're born
jump
with
in.
You're born with a character. Your personality's developed, yes. But your character is there since day one. It's the same kind of idea.
Yes, 100%. And if we could all get handed a manual, the Book of the Dead from Beetlejuice, how they hand them that, how to be a dead person. Your awesome. Astrological chart is it's your guide to living a life that is uniquely yours. It quite literally in 60 minutes hands you back over to yourself, and it's science. And I'm a registered nurse. I am a science lady. And I always say to people okay, that's great that you don't believe in it. That's okay. But I just want you to think about something for 1 second. The sun in the sky is responsible for ruling all of our ability to live on this planet. We can't live here without it. So how in the world, if you're a being that has energy that grows and evolves and changes and develops, how on earth can you even try to tell me that the sun's not influencing some part of you too? Of course it is.
Yeah, it makes perfect. Same with the straw, the stars and how everything's moving through the solar system.
Yes, yes. No, and go ahead, Jolene.
Yeah. I'm going to get our listeners to challenge themselves for a second here. I'm just going to rewind a tiny bit there, the guide. Okay. How many people read the instruction manuals to their devices or their vehicles? Own up, fess up, not until something goes wrong. How many people come to you in times of crisis and looking for answers and wanting to understand themselves more? It is a tool to help you do that. Yes?
Always. People come to me and they're like, I've done all the spiritual things I'm supposed to do to figure out what's this change I'm feeling. I've done my talk therapy and I understand why I'm feeling the way that I am. But Brittany, there's more. What is it? And I'm like, well, this. And they're like, oh, thank you.
Love it. And in next week's episode, we'll talk more about preventative approaches. I see Britt every year to do a reading to forward plan into my life. But not everybody proactively looks into how to utilize this tool. So we'll talk about that next week. But this week, what Britt's going to do is she's going to give us a little rundown of like a quick, I mean, she's grown up with this her whole life, right?
Oh yeah. I didn't share that part.
Yeah. So you can dive into that and how this is kind of bred into your life and your life passion essentially. But for she's sure. also got access to Jason and I's information, and she'll talk a little bit about like what a basic reading will look like, how you figure out this information about yourselves. And then she's actually going to give you guys some of the goods to our guidebooks of what our charts say.
Which will come out in next week's episode.
Well, this weekend, next week.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to hand it all over and let you dive right into this.
Cool. And please, I love questions. So like just jump in when you want to ask me anything. So a little bit about my history. My mom is a professional astrologer. She has been since I was a baby is when she started learning. So astrology has been a part of my life since like when I could first remember is like telling people my sun, moon and rising sign. I was around 5. And so it's been in my life always. But same with me, I didn't start leaning into it properly or like practicing it until I got dinged with things, you know, and it's those moments when you're standing out on the pavement with your hands up to the sky, like, why, what do you want from me? And it's like, Brittany, just like go type in your birth info and away you go. Like, and so, about, I want to say 4 years ago, I had major life changes happen for me and really, really dove into my astrological chart pretty hard, harder than I have before. And then I went to astrology school after that. It just fueled a passion. And so I went for 1 year full time to astrology school so that I could do readings for people. And I spent a year like in that container really deeply. And ever since, I just haven't looked back since then. Did it off the side of my desk as a side hustle for a long time while I practiced. And now it's my full time job.
And that's it's like,
yeah, I have the coolest job in the world. The coolest job.
You are so gifted, Brittany. So, you know, the same magic I work in my office and the things that I do, she does in her realm. And I love it. You can see her mind is like flipping everything together. What does your chart say? What's happening in the planets right now? What's my knowledge on this, this, and this? And she just like so quickly and holistically will throw it together in a way that makes so much sense and articulate that to you. That's the other gift that you have is your ability to articulate it.
And this is what's missing is people go and they read books and they read red sites and it's like chunk of info, chunk of info, chunk of info, chunk of info, but they will spend years trying to weave the story together. And that's my job. That's why I'm a professional astrologer, because I take thousands of years of research and history and knowledge, and I compile it into a cohesive story for you over 60 minutes.
Yes.
Do you think that astrology kind of gets its bad rap, for lack of a better word, because it's in the newspaper every day where it's just like these, you know what I mean? These little snippets of like, could be anything.
100%. And this is what I say to people is, horoscopes and sort of the culture that astrology, like our pop culture that astrology has been put into, it's changing now, but prior it was people would always go read for their horoscopes. And I'm like, if your astrology chart is made of 100 parts, that sun sign is one piece of 100 components. So you go and you read a paragraph that is meant for everybody on the planet walking around with that sign. Of course, it's not always going to land for you. Like that makes, of course not, it won't. But when you come for a reading, because the thing about your astrological chart that I say to people is at the time that you were born and the way the planets line up in your chart, that cannot set up that way again for another 25,000 years. So it's as unique. You're the only person walking around with this energy. So of course, a paragraph in the daily newspaper with, I don't know all these astrologers' credentials. That's what I always tell people. It's not going to capture it. It just doesn't.
I love that. And just as a bit of a personal experience is a few years ago, I have identical twins. And when I was working with Britt initially, she was like, yeah, flip me their birth times and I'll see what their charts look like. And Britt, you wrote me these paragraphs because my girls literally have the exact same chart except for 5 minutes difference. So their sun, moon, rising is the same, but there were planets in different houses that were key distinct differences between them. And my identical twins are very different. Very different. And I went back, it wasn't usable to me at that time, but I went back, just a year ago and was like, holy shit, this makes so much sense. And I was like, what a cool guidebook. And, you know, I've talked to you about like, you should give this as like a baby shower gift. Like, here's your child's chart. And here's kind of like the forecast of things that can just help guide them in their life, right? Yeah. So
Yeah.
I so appreciate that you did that for me, because it was so neat to see how 5 minutes could change those two identical charts, right?
That's all it takes
Yeah.
sometimes is 5 minutes. And this is not the first set of twins where I've had this happen. And the
No, that's
amount
so
of
cool.
relief when the other twin, like when you're reading for adult twins, right, separately, the relief that one of them feels is that's like, so that's why I can't do, like, don't, like, can't do what they do or don't feel comfortable in those places. I'm like, 100%. It's not where your energy is. And they're like, it just, that relief, right? Of just like, oh, I don't, it's not required to be exactly like them. Okay, so let's go. We'll do some chart stuff. Is that where I'm going next? Yeah, the rundowns of the chart. So, I'm just gonna separate your charts on my screen here. Sorry, I don't like looking at them at the same time.
Brittany, what are some of the things you need from somebody in order to check their charts?
Yeah,
Yeah,
how does it
that's
work on your end? What data needs to be provided?
totally. So, in order to come and get an astrological reading, we need your birth date, the time as close to the minute as possible, and the place. So sometimes that alone, that information alone is can be a sensitive topic for some people. Parents are suffering from, like, have a cognitive decline and they don't know. Parents have passed on. Adoption is another way that this happens. So there are times where people can't get their, like, total accurate birth time. And we have this with your chart, Jason, and I'll talk a little bit about how it will change how I can read it. So you can't come and get a 60-minute reading from me without a birth time. It's ethically, I won't do it because I can't give you all the information that I could give someone that did. It doesn't mean I can't look at certain things, like for what we're doing today in the next episode with you guys, totally can fly. But the reason why is because your rising sign, which is part of like your top three about what makes you kind of quirky and unique characteristically, that rising sign shifts every 1 to 2 hours. And the degrees of it, so we work in degrees. You don't need to know what all this means, but we work in degrees. And the rising sign, the degrees move every couple of minutes. And without us being able to have your birth time within a 1 to 2 hour window, I'm literally guessing.
Yeah.
And that's no. We don't guess in astrology. We don't make shit up.
Despite what people will say.
Yeah, no, ethically, if someone will read for you and you don't have a birth time within 1 to 2 hours, run the other way from that practitioner because they cannot read for you accurately.
So for Jason, do you want to talk a little bit about what that was when I was like, hey, we need your birth date, time?
Well, yeah, because I am adopted, and I only recently connected kind of with my birth family. So I was having to go and ask that question, and she had no idea. Like, I think I told, what was it, evening, early evening, something like that. Like, that was as close to it as you could get. But yeah, I've never known the exact time, just the location and the date, right?
Yeah, and I think, just like I've talked about this in our blood type, like the medical system doesn't tell you your blood type. I mean, I learned when I was pregnant, but that was it. And I was like, how do I not know what my body composition is? Like, how does someone else hold that information and not share it with me? And I feel like, if we can have access to this guidebook of our life simply through a time, and like, is that time readily available to us? And how, as a culture, if we see this as more important as time goes on, how do we equip our children with that time so they have that knowledge moving forward, you know?
100%. So what I'm going to tell you from my experience, parents, take that birth card thing that's on the front of the, I was a postpartum and labor and delivery nurse, so I know all of this stuff. Take the little identification card that gets stuck in the baby's bassinet. Take that home with you. That has birth time on it. Write it down somewhere, put it in your phone, record it in your journal, write it down in multiple places, in a baby book, in a journal, in your phone. Because I can't tell you guys how many people whose parents have passed on, they start digging through their things. They find so many things about their birth. They also, though, have been finding astrological charts from like the 50s and 60s.
That's
So,
cool.
yeah. So, what I
Mine
will tell
was,
you if, go ahead.
sorry, Britt, mine was written on a baby blanket. I remember my mom made a baby blanket and wrote it on with a fabric pen or something. And that's like literally how I remembered my time. And that's what I went looking for when I went to find you. And then for my girls, I have it written on signs in their room with like, when they were born, the pounds, little feet on there, whatever. But that is like now I see actually the benefit of that little piece of artwork, right?
100%. And you know, birth times weren't recorded way back in the day because in terms of like medical care, we weren't at the place where the time of birth was so important in terms of what we do if we intervene medically, but now it is. So like it's to the minute we have birth times now. If you can't find your birth time or it's not written down anywhere, what you can do is contact vital statistics for the province or the place that you're in. Make them tell you before you pay for it. You're going to ask for your long form birth certificate. You want them to confirm with you that the time's written on it.
Cool. It's almost like the VIN number on a car.
Pretty
hey?
Much.
Totally. Yeah. Here's your number. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, you can also try calling the hospital you were actually born in, because sometimes they'll keep the records of it.
Gotcha.
And then there's also one more thing. There's also people that specialize in what's called chart rectification. So you can go and meet these astrologers, and they're specifically trained to be able to talk to you with the chart in front of them. And through asking you about certain times in your life and certain things, they will rectify your chart to give you your birth time.
Very cool.
Cool.
All
yeah.
right.
Astrology is never ending.
Yeah. And the reason why we talk about that is because Brittany will show you how important that rising sign is and access to that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you come into like a reading with me, we spend 60 minutes. I first go over key dates in your life, because I want to show you that the science works. So we do like a check-in, like tell me when this happened and that happened. Then we spend a bunch of time talking about your character. And this is where people are like, how do you know this about me? Then we go into like, as an astrologer for me, what stands out in your chart to me? What grabs my attention that I need to talk to you about? We talk about like forecasting, like certain things that could be happening in the sky that are affecting your chart. And then we always finish the reading up where I dive into your life lesson and I give you a directive or a piece of homework that you can start working on like the minute the reading ends. And then you get a recording of the reading from me afterwards, because I promise you 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 15 years, you're going to be pulling it up. You always will. So when I look at your guys' charts, Jason, I'll start with your chart. So in astrology, what I call like our big three or the big triad is our sun, moon, and rising signs. And those make up our character. They explain who you are, why you are. So the sun, or what you read your horoscope for, is like your self-expression. So how you present yourself to the outside world. So like as you're bopping around and people don't know you very well, it's the impression they get off of you from your energy. It's like your life force and also your ego. The moon in astrology, which is the next part of the top three, represents your emotional body. So I know what you need when you, like, I know what you'll go to when you're wanting to feel safe. I know what the response will be when your emotional body gets activated. The rising sign, this is one of the more beautiful parts of the chart and why it's so important we have your birth time. The rising sign represents your soul. What is my purpose? And so we call it, it's either called your rising sign or your ascendant, because it was the sign coming up over the horizon at the time of your birth. It's what you're ascending towards. It's your ascendant sign, your rising sign. And so I can't talk to you about like what your soul's purpose is if I don't have a birth time. And it's really important. So Jason, just like a quick riff on your chart, when I look at your chart, you're sun in Cancer.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you already know. I'm also sun in Cancer, so woo! I can speak to this a little bit. Yay!
Represent.
We got all water sign signs here. Yeah.
We are all water signs. So when we've got like the sun in Cancer, for example, and I'm talking water element right now, so this applies to you as well, Jolene. Like we always talk more general before we go into like the micro expression of the energy. When we have sun in Cancer, one of the very first questions you can ask people who have the element in a water sign is it hard or easy for you to cry? I cry very easily. I love that I cry easily. What about you, Jolene?
It has depended on times in my life. I was a crier and then I hardened for a significant time in my life, which I talk really openly about throughout this season, like all of our podcasts. And now I am more accessible to that for sure. But I grew up a very sensitive child and hardened at significant times in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, well, this is why hard or easy to cry. And what about you, Jason?
Oh, hard. Never
hard.
Been a crier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of the things, like for me, one of the things I'm passionate about is reading for like men who have so much sensitivity in their chart. Cause you do, Jason, you have your sun is in Cancer, which is a water element. Your moon is in Scorpio, which is also water.
This is your dark side.
Yes, this is the dark and twisty.
Yeah, he's a paranormal investigator. He chases ghosts. He lives in the dark. This is your Scorpio.
Of course he does.
It's funny because I always have to. Like, I had one girlfriend that couldn't handle being with me because of the darkness. Like, just could not handle being with me because it's there all the time.
Yeah, and that's a relationship that we don't want because you're home in the dark. And if your companion, because Scorpio loves deep union, like really to merge intimately with another, if your partner can't hang with you in the darkness, that's a them problem.
Yeah.
It's so, of course, you're a paranormal investigator.
And I was a crime reporter before all this too. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I can tell you right now, all the Scorpios who are listening to this are like, my people, they're the people where, like, at a moon, in, like a Scorpio person, personality type, this is where your moon is, Jason. So, what I see so often in my practice is that when we have men who have double water, so we consider you a double water personality, Jason. And what that means is one of your top three, it tells us where your top three, what element they're placed in. And there's certain expressions of each element. And water, the element of water in our chart, it all represents the emotional body. That's what the whole thing is about. And so it's all about sensitivity. And men always grew up with this messaging of, like, we don't cry. Girls cry, pussies cry, like all of this connotation, and like, don't cry, we don't do that. The sensitivity was often dismissed. And so we end up with these, I honestly, like, not feel sorry for them, but it makes me sad because there was such a beautiful gift available there that wasn't nurtured. And it's typically not until, like, kind of later on in life where, like, the sensitivity and the vulnerability opens up. And it's usually like a big crack for most of it. The other thing too with water signs is we all know that in water signs, kind of like the lesson they're handed this lifetime, there's a painful childhood experience. And I don't define what that is for people. It can be what seems very trivial to some and what can seem very large to others. There's a childhood imprint that was left that also, it's the first clue or the first insight for people walking around with water in their chart that, like, you're going to be called all the time. Can you experience pain and keep your heart open, your sensitivity open? And that is like a lesson that can repeat a lot. And, but the beautiful thing about it, and with your, so we'll talk a little bit about your moon in Scorpio. So this is your dark, twisty place, is Scorpios have incredible depth that very, very few people are allowed to see. Like, that well is deep, and then you can go way deeper because none of us really can actually, like, totally get in the pool with them because of how deep it goes. And they like to make places, like, they're comfortable in the dark. And so they're an investigator. They love.
This room is deceivingly light because there is a window shining on us right now, but this basement is dark.
Well, and this is where I spend 80% of my time, and I never turn lights on. Like, there's one light that's on really, but otherwise I'm content and I can roam around here and I love it. Like,
yeah. So Cancers, this goes back to Cancers. Cancers build little nests everywhere they go. So there's this, like, there's a dark cave-like something somewhere in their home. Usually it's their bedroom. You have an expression, like, they're in that room with you. What I always say to them, because Cancer rules, like, the energy of the mother, I'm like, you're kind of creating a little womb for yourself.
Interesting. Jason, interesting.
That makes so much sense.
Because it's safe and it's dark.
The poster on the wall.
It's totally the bat cave. It's 100%. And you'll watch them. They'll do this everywhere they go. Like, the favorite things are in there, the smelly things, the tactile things, the visual things, all their creature comforty, yummy things are set up in that cave.
Yep.
Nailed
it. Yeah.
Britt, while you're talking,
yeah,
are you able to screen share? Because I don't know if Jason's ever seen the chart. I don't know if he knows.
And yeah, if you
on our Instagram too.
If you make me the host, then I can share my screen.
How do you do that?
If you go, like, put the participant bubble up, and then click on more for me. Or no, is that it? No. Maybe. Yeah. And then it will ask you if you want to make me the host.
Make host.
Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Can you? This is,
I would love, like, okay. You don't know what this looks like, do you?
No, I've never seen one before. No.
Perfect. Whoop.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
And then you'll be able to see, like, where my chart is compared to yours and whatever.
Yeah. So this is your chart, Jason. So right here, this little circle in the center was you at the time of your birth.
Okay.
Well, aroundish, because we're using 12. This all the way around you here, this bigger circle, is the universe around you at the time of your birth. And so we take that image, that picture of where all the planets were in the sky, and we flatten it onto this version so that we can then read it. And so it's in a whole bunch of degrees and symbols and all the things, but that's my job to interpret it for you. But I always do like to show these to people at the beginning of the reading, just so you get an impression of what it feels like. So
okay.
You can see this is Jolene's.
We're totally opposite.
Total opposite.
We're on opposite sides.
Yeah, but I can't wait for our next one, because I'm going to tell you guys why you're so perfectly paired.
Yeah, I get that. This is so easy. What Jason and I do is so
it effortless. Requires no work at all.
Yeah.
And it never has since like I first interviewed you for the one book.
Yeah.
Your guys's really, I'll just tell you the theme of your relationship. Maybe it'll be a teaser for the next recording. Yeah. You guys intellectually volley. It's a tennis smash of intellect where no one really scores.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like an easy lob it back, and there's nothing. You just volley back and forth intellectually.
It totally is. And I think all of our listeners can,
totally
like attest to that. We go back and forth like effortlessly with each other through
yes.
a whole episode. And then we're like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. And it's actually in your chart. The energy's lined up that way. It is literally in your charts. Like you guys hit balls back and forth across your chart.
Huh, that's awesome. Okay.
That's awesome.
Super cool. So I always show this to people because I just like them. Just, how does it feel? How does it hit in your body? Because that's where I start when I look at it. I just look at it and I go, oh, and I don't worry about breaking it down. I just go, okay. Where was I? Scorpio. Do you want me to keep them up or is it okay to take them back
down?
That's
good.
Cool. Okay. So the Scorpio piece, Jason, very deep interest into the entrance into the human psyche. Almost all Scorpios have a fascination with serial killers. And it's because of the pathology, right? Like why are you doing this? That's what the Scorpio wants to know. They want the truth, as intense and as dark as it may be. All they're aiming at is what is the truth here? And they will pull a mystery apart and dig to the bottom of it. And no matter how ugly and creepy and scary it is to look at, they're like, just show me.
It's very true. I'm like that with everybody I know too.
Yes,
like, why
Scorpios
do you act
are the
like that?
Yeah, Scorpios are the people at the party who they'll sit back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're investigating everybody in there. Do I want to talk to you? No, don't want to talk to you. Don't want to talk to you. And they're listening too for those conversations. Who's talking about pain, death, sex, cheating, serial killers, the paranormal? That's
murder.
The people you're going to murder. I'm not
people.
Yeah, quite literally. If you're in a room full of Scorpios and you say, and then he cut her head off, they're all going to stand up and what, where, how,
tell me
why?
More.
Yeah, it's like the siren call.
We're down to our last, because we're doing this on Zoom. We had to return
sure.
to the Zoom. So we're down to our last 9 minutes here, Brett. Just
So I think where I'll go real quick with you, Jason, and I can dig into yours too a little bit, Jolene. I want to talk to you about key dates in your life, your Saturn. If I've got 5 minutes with someone, I'm going right to the planet Saturn. And the reason why is because it tells me your chart gets activated two times in your life, where the chart sort of gets really lit up and it's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing this lifetime. So I know key times and ages in your life where these things would have come up for you. And that's where we start. So Jason, if I ask you, I wrote it down here so that I could ask you about it, because it's one of the best ways to like show the technology of astrology working. Your chart was first activated in between 2001 and 2002, and you would have been around 29 years old. So we're just looking at like, did anything significant happen for you during that time?
One to 2002. That's when I had a breakup with the one girl that couldn't handle the darkness. And I ended up going back to university. And that's when I did journalism school. I started journalism school in 2002.
So do you know your life lesson is to be a broadcaster?
No, really?
Yes.
I've already done
figured it out?
Broadcasting actually at Radio NL. And then
of course
this
you
stuff,
did.
And I did a film podcast for 11 years, I think.
Yeah, you're a communicator.
Yeah.
That's the whole life mission is communicator. And it doesn't surprise me that there was a breakup that occurred during that time for you, because part of the lesson of where your Saturn is what's the nature of your relationships? So we know something's going to come up around that. You have Saturn in Gemini, which puts it a little bit further, where being able to master your mind is your call this lifetime.
That makes good sense.
And he battled childhood dyslexia early in life, and that was part of him like overcoming to again become a writer and a journalist. All like that is North Node stuff, right? When we talk about major life lesson things too.
Yeah, it's also a little bit more than the North Node. I have a note written here, and we'll do this in the next recording, Jason, where I was actually going to ask you, did you have some type of like condition with your mind when you were younger? It's literally written on my page.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
crazy.
Yeah.
People just miss Jolene jumping up and down.
Yeah, we're tickling girl. Each other. Everybody's tickled. You're a believer. So then the other time this would have come up for you again in your life, not as big, but sort of like a mini version of a lesson like that, would have been in 2016.
Okay. It's when I left employment counseling social work and I did landscaping for a summer.
But even Perfect. That was like the end of your journalism and that last bit of what kind of administrative-y businessy.
Yeah, because I hated that administrative bullshit stuff. Yeah.
And started getting into, I think, more self-directed employment.
Well, yeah. And landscaping was a break, right? Like I kind of stepped out. I just did physical work. I worked with a guy named Craig who was very similar to me. So we talked a lot. We had these weird, deep philosophical discussions while building Allen block walls and stuff, right?
Perfect for you. Perfect for you. Yeah. And the landscaping really was like, man, I have been working this mind muscle forever. I need a timeout.
Yeah, that was totally, it was and a timeout. And I did it again this summer too for like just 2 months just to get a mental break as
okay,
well.
Which is, you're about to go into your next mini lesson here. It's going to happen
Let's
for
save
you.
That actually, Britt. Why don't we save that for, that's a good like cliffhanger
totally.
Moment. So we're going to wrap up this episode. We're back next week. Britt will be back with us for a whole bunch more cool stuff about astrology.
And in the meantime, we are going to get you to follow her Instagram page. She's got a really great, here, why don't you share your information so people can start poking around and get curious, because there are so many free workshop, like live sessions she'll do on her Facebook page that will explain like what's happening with the moon right now, things like that, that you guys might want to dive into if this is kind of like tickled your interest.
So you can find me on, so my Instagram handle is at Michin Astrology. Michin is MICHINN. It means medicine. Michin means medicine. And then you can find, I have a free online Facebook group where the classes that Jolene's talking about, you just need to search the Soulful Zodiac. And I will let you in there. And there are hours upon hours of free material to get you started in astrology.
Fantastic.
And for anybody who is interested, Brittany identifies as a Métis woman.
Yeah, I'm Métis. So my company is actually called La Michin Astrology. La Michin means the medicine in Michif, which is the language that Métis people speak. So part of like when I say that my mom was a professional astrologer, this is familial knowledge that's getting passed down. So like my niece and nephew are already in training.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's, and also too, just so people know, any readings that I do for Indigenous people are always 50% off. It's my give back, or I'll do sliding scale if that's needed for anyone who's Indigenous. And for all of the programs and courses that I offer, there's always at least one Indigenous full scholarship available.
Very
and
cool.
Actually, a couple of my clients have gotten those, hey?
They have.
Yeah.
They have,
so
they have.
This is the kind of partnership I love working in with Britt. Thank you, everybody. Blow up her inbox. Blow up our inbox with any questions around this. We really hope that we've curveballed you guys a little bit because we threw out some spoilers of like, who do you think's joining us first? And I'm just so excited about how we can dive in deeper and use this information to actually like help us through each year and to plan and to help us achieve our greatness.
That's right.
All right.
So we will be back next week with more Brit. Until then, I'm Jason.
I'm Jolene.
Be cool.